Joe Biden's unvetted Afghans to score green cards as part of Senate deal. By John Binder on January 29, 2024. Tens of thousands of Afghans, brought to the United States by President Joe Biden and whom whistleblowers have warned are not vetted, would score green cards and eventually naturalized American citizenship as part of a deal negotiated in the Senate. The deal, negotiated by Senators James Lankford, ROK, Chris Murphy, DCT, and Kyrsten Sinema, IOS, would increase annual legal immigration, permit thousands of illegal aliens to arrive at the southern border daily, and require the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to release thousands of border crossers into the U.S. interior every few days, among other things. The senators are now also trying to slip a measure into the deal that would give green cards to tens of thousands of Afghans living in the United States. Those Afghans were resettled across the U.S. by the Biden administration in 2021 as part of the largest and quickest refugee resettlement operation in American history. The compromise is also expected to include provisions related to legal immigration. Negotiators have agreed to offer permanent residency to tens of thousands of Afghans brought to the U.S. following the fall of Kabul in 2021, CBS News reported. The massive resettlement operation brought nearly 100,000 Afghans to American communities in a matter of months, often without having been interviewed in person. Watch, Sec. Blinken, most Afghans not vetted before getting on planes. The resettlement operation has been plagued with reported vetting failures since its inception when Afghans first started arriving at Dulles International Airport in 2021. In April 2023, a former Department of Defense, DOD, official revealed to Congress that some Afghans were resettled in the U.S. before they were found to have been involved in placing improvised explosive devices, IEDs, in Afghanistan to kill American troops. In 2021, Senator Chuck Grassley, ARYA, requested information about the number of Afghans who sought entry to the U.S. who were listed on the federal government's no-fly list because of their ties to Islamic terrorism. Biden's top agency officials have refused to disclose the total. In September 2022, the DHS Inspector General, IG, issued a bombshell report detailing how the Biden administration brought Afghans to the U.S. who were not fully vetted and could pose a risk to national security. Watch, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas admits failure to check Afghan migrants. Similarly, in February 2022, a DOD IG report revealed that Biden's agencies failed to properly vet Afghans who arrived in the U.S. and that about 50 Afghans were flagged for significant security concerns after their resettlement. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties, the DOD IG report states, have since disappeared into American communities. The report noted that as of September 17, 2021, only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged with specific derogatory information could be located. In August 2022, Senators Josh Hawley, RMO, and Ron Johnson, RY, detailed allegations from a whistleblower who claimed that the Biden administration knowingly resettled almost 400 Afghans in the U.S. who were listed as potential threats in federal databases and urged staff to cut corners in the vetting process. In May 2022, a Project Veritas report alleged that the Biden administration resettled Afghans listed on the federal government's terrorism watch list in American communities. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.